Welcome, dear listeners, to our scary stories. I'm your guide through the shadows, where tales of terror and whispers of the unknown come to life. Tonight, we delve into a story that will chill your bones and haunt your dreams. So, turn down the lights and let the darkness embrace you. Are you ready to face the spine-tingling secrets that lurk within the unopened gift? Let's begin our journey into the abyss of fear. The air in the mall was thick with the scent of pine and peppermint, mingled with the warm aroma of cinnamon from the nearby bakery. Shoppers bustled past the glittering displays, their voices a harmonious blend of excitement and last-minute urgency. Twinkling lights adorned every corner, casting a cozy yet vibrant glow over the throng of people. In the heart of this festive chaos was Jamie, a solitary figure amidst the crowd. He moved with a quiet, observant grace, his eyes reflecting a depth of thought uncommon in the sea of hurried shoppers. The mall's vibrant energy seemed to wash over him, leaving him untouched, yet somehow more isolated in its wake. As he wandered, a particular store caught his eye. It was an old-fashioned boutique, its window adorned with intricate decorations that spoke of times long past. Jamie's gaze was drawn to a singular object, a gift elegantly wrapped in shimmering gold paper tied with a velvet red ribbon. It sat alone on a polished oak table, almost otherworldly in its allure. Compelled by a force he couldn't explain, Jamie found himself inside the store, the bell above the door chiming a welcome. The air here was quieter, the festive music from the mall muffled as if respecting the sanctity of the space. The gift seemed even more mesmerizing up close, its golden paper reflecting the soft lighting and captivating patterns. "Beautiful, isn't it?" murmured a voice beside him. Startled, Jamie turned to find an old woman standing close by. Her eyes were like two clear pools of wisdom, her smile gentle yet enigmatic. "Yes, it's captivating," Jamie replied, his voice a whisper. The old woman leaned in, her voice dropping to a hushed, urgent tone. "But be wary, child. Some gifts are better left unopened." Jamie's heart quickened. "Why? What do you mean?" But the woman only shook her head, her eyes clouding over with a sorrow too deep to name. "Just remember, the brightest lights cast the darkest shadows," she said, before drifting away into the throng of shoppers, disappearing as mysteriously as she had appeared. Jamie stood there for a moment, the echo of her words sending a chill down his spine. Shaking off the unease, he reached out and took the gift. It was heavier than he expected, its presence in his hands both exhilarating and unnerving. As he left the store, the festive sounds of the mall rushed back to greet him, yet they felt distant, almost surreal. The gift under his arm was a silent, enigmatic companion, a mystery wrapped in gold, carrying with it a sense of anticipation that bordered on foreboding. Jamie couldn't have known it then, but his life was about to change in ways he couldn't possibly imagine. The night was drawing in, the Christmas lights twinkling like stars in a sky that felt both inviting and ominous. As he stepped out into the cold, crisp air of the evening, the weight of the unopened gift in his arms felt like a promise, or perhaps a warning, of things yet to come. Jamie's apartment was a quiet sanctuary, a world away from the bustling energy of the mall. The walls, adorned with a few tastefully chosen paintings, echoed a sense of calmness and order. Yet, as he entered his living room, the gift in his hands seemed to disrupt the tranquility, its presence an incongruent note in the harmonious simplicity of his space. He placed the gift on the coffee table, its golden wrapping glinting under the soft lamplight. Settling into his armchair, Jamie couldn't help but feel a strange sense of anticipation mixed with an unnameable dread. The gift, with its mysterious allure, seemed to watch him, its secrets wrapped tightly under the shimmering paper. Later that evening, a knock on the door jolted Jamie from his reverie. It was Cameron, his neighbor from across the hall. She stood in the doorway, her curious eyes quickly noticing the unusual gift on the table. "That's quite a gift you've got there, Jamie," she said, a playful smile on her lips. "Who's the lucky one?" "It's actually for me. Found it at the mall," Jamie replied, his voice hesitant. Cameron walked in, her gaze fixed on the gift. "It's beautiful, but there's something about it." Her voice trailed off, a slight frown creasing her brow. Jamie watched her reaction, the unease he felt now mirrored in Cameron's expression. "What do you mean?" She shook her head, as if to dispel a troubling thought. "I don't know. It just gives me a weird vibe, that's all." As the evening wore on, Jamie couldn't shake off the sense of disquiet. Shadows in the corners of the room seemed to flicker and shift, though there was no breeze to stir them. A chill would occasionally run down his spine, unexplained, leaving him momentarily frozen. The gift, once an object of fascination, now began to dominate his thoughts. Jamie found himself staring at it for long stretches, trying to decipher the feelings it evoked. It was as if the gift was slowly unwinding some hidden part of him, exposing a vulnerability he hadn't known he possessed. Late into the night, as the city outside fell into a deep slumber, Jamie lay in his bed, the silence of the apartment weighing heavily on him. The sense of being watched crept over him, a whispering presence just out of sight. He tried to convince himself it was just his imagination, the result of the day's odd encounters. But deep down, he knew something had shifted, a subtle yet undeniable change. The gift, with its unbroken seal and untold mysteries, had brought something into his life, something ancient and unfathomable. As he drifted into an uneasy sleep, Jamie couldn't help but feel that the gift wasn't just a mere object, but a harbinger of something far beyond his understanding. The night enveloped Jamie's apartment, a shroud of stillness broken only by the occasional distant sound of a car passing by. As he lay in bed, the darkness seemed to press close, an invisible weight that made his breaths come out shallow and quick. Sleep, when it came, was fitful and disturbed. Jamie found himself in the grip of nightmares, each one more vivid and terrifying than the last. He was back in the mall, but it was different, twisted and desolate. The festive lights now eerie glows that cast long, menacing shadows. He heard voices, whispers that escalated into desperate cries, echoing through the empty halls. They spoke of loss, of pain, of Christmas tragedies long past. Fires, accidents, families torn apart. Jamie awoke with a start, his heart racing, the echoes of the cries still ringing in his ears. He lay there, breathing heavily, trying to dispel the remnants of the dream. But the sense of dread that had taken root in him refused to be shaken off. As dawn broke, bringing with it a weak, wintry light, Jamie's mind wandered to his own past, to a Christmas long ago that had left an indelible scar on his life. He was 10, and it was the Christmas he lost his sister, Anna. A car accident, sudden and brutal, had snatched her away on Christmas Eve, leaving a void in Jamie's life that had never been filled. The memory, always painful, seemed even more poignant now. Jamie couldn't help but feel that the gift, the unopened enigma in his living room, was somehow connected to these resurfacing memories. It was as if the gift was feeding off his emotions, growing in power with each passing moment. Throughout the day, the sense of being watched grew stronger. Jamie would catch glimpses of shadows moving just at the edge of his vision, hear faint whispers that seemed to be calling his name. The apartment, once a haven, now felt like a prison, its walls closing in on him, suffused with a malevolent presence. He tried to distract himself, to focus on mundane tasks, but his thoughts kept drifting back to the gift. Its golden paper seemed to shimmer with a light of its own, the red ribbon a stark contrast that seemed to pulse with a hidden life. By evening, Jamie's nerves were frayed, his mind a tangle of fear and confusion. The hauntings, once just a whisper, were now a constant presence, an oppressive force that seemed intent on driving him to the edge of sanity. As night fell again, Jamie knew that sleep would bring no respite, only more visions, more echoes of tragedies that clung to the gift like unseen specters. The gift, unopened and inscrutable, sat on his coffee table, a silent sentinel to his unraveling mind, a keeper of secrets that were slowly, inexorably, drawing Jamie into their dark embrace. Jamie's once orderly world was dissolving into chaos. Objects in his apartment began to shift inexplicably. A book would fall from a shelf without cause, a picture frame would tilt on its own, and the air was often filled with whispers in a language he couldn't understand, a haunting dialect that seemed ancient and otherworldly. One evening, as he was grappling with these unsettling occurrences, Cameron came over, her face etched with concern. She had heard the strange noises coming from his apartment and wanted to check on him. As they sat in the living room, a cold draft swept through the room, despite all the windows being firmly shut. Cameron's eyes widened in disbelief as she watched a vase on the mantelpiece move, sliding across the surface as if pushed by unseen hands. "Jomit, did you see that?" she exclaimed, her voice a mix of fear and fascination. "I've been seeing a lot of things lately," Jamie replied, his voice hollow. "I think it's the gift. Ever since I brought it home, strange things have been happening." Determined to understand the origins of the mysterious gift, Jamie visited the local library the next day. He pored over old newspapers and records, tracing the history of the mall. What he found sent shivers down his spine. A series of unexplained accidents and deaths associated with the mall dating back decades. Each incident was marked by strange phenomena, much like what he was experiencing now. Intrigued and unsettled, Jamie sought out Mrs. Lawson, a local historian renowned for her knowledge of the town's dark past. She lived in a quaint, ivy-covered house at the edge of town, her study a trove of books and artifacts. Mrs. Lawson listened intently as Jamie recounted his experiences, her eyes reflecting a deep understanding. The mall, she began in a grave tone, was built on the site of an old orphanage, one that was consumed by fire many years ago. Many lives were lost, and it was a tragedy that left a deep scar on this town. The orphans, they never found peace, she continued. Their spirits are restless, tethered to the site by their unresolved anguish. The gift you found, it might be a conduit, a link to their world. Jamie sat there, absorbing her words, a sense of dread coiling in his stomach. The reality he knew was unraveling, revealing a hidden layer steeped in tragedy and sorrow. The gift, once a mere curiosity, now seemed like a Pandora's box, unleashing forces he could neither understand nor control. As he left Mrs. Lawson's house, the evening sky was a tapestry of reds and purples, the setting sun casting long shadows that seemed to whisper secrets of their own. Jamie couldn't shake off the feeling that he had opened a door to a realm where the past and present intertwined, where the echoes of long-forgotten souls lingered, desperate to be heard. In the dimly lit parlor of Mrs. Lawson's house, the air felt thick with the residue of forgotten times. Jamie listened, his heart racing, as she delved deeper into the history of the orphanage and the tragedy that befell it. The fire, she explained, had been swift and merciless, claiming the lives of many who had no hope of escape. The souls of those poor children, Mrs. Lawson said, her voice trembling with emotion, they lingered. Filled with confusion and anger, they couldn't move on. That land, where the mall now stands, is cursed, soaked in their unresolved anguish. Jamie's mind reeled at the revelation. The gift, a seemingly innocent object, was now a symbol of a deep, unresolved sorrow. It was as if the poltergeist, a spirit born from the intense emotions of the orphanage's lost souls, had found a vessel in the gift, a way to reach into the living world. Returning home, Jamie felt as if the walls of his apartment were closing in on him. The shadows seemed to stretch and twist into grotesque shapes, and the whispers grew louder, more insistent. They were no longer just unintelligible murmurs, but voices crying out in despair, their words a litany of loss and longing. As the days passed, Jamie's ability to distinguish between reality and hallucination began to blur. Objects would seem to move of their own volition, only to be found in their usual place moments later. The gift, with its unopened secrets, seemed to be at the center of it all, its presence a constant reminder of the tragedy it represented. His mental state deteriorating, Jamie started to avoid leaving his apartment, the outside world feeling too vast, too overwhelming. Even the concern shown by Cameron, who knocked daily on his door, couldn't penetrate the fog of paranoia and fear that enveloped him. Inside the confines of his home, time seemed to warp and bend. Hours would pass in what felt like minutes, and at times, Jamie found himself staring at the gift for long stretches, lost in a trance-like state. The golden wrapping shimmered under the lamplight, the red ribbon appeared to pulse as if it were alive, a heart beating with the pain of the past. The voices grew more desperate, their cries echoing through the halls of his apartment, a constant reminder of the lives lost and the pain that lingered. Jamie found himself responding to them, whispering words of comfort into the emptiness, hoping in vain to soothe their tormented souls. The barrier between the living and the dead was thinning, the veil lifting to reveal a world of eternal sorrow. Jamie, trapped in the eye of this supernatural storm, felt his own grip on reality slipping away, inch by inch, as the haunting of the unopened gift continued to unravel the fabric of his once peaceful life. Jamie's nights were now a canvas for the most harrowing visions. In his dreams, he walked the halls of the old orphanage, the walls warped by heat, the air thick with smoke and screams. He could feel the heat on his skin, the terror of the children as they searched for a way out, their faces etched with confusion and fear. The fire raged around him, a relentless beast consuming everything in its path. With each dream, Jamie felt a deeper connection to the tragedy. It was as if the souls of the orphanage were reaching out to him, their despair resonating with the loss he had experienced in his own life. The memory of his sister's death, always a dull ache in his heart, now surged to the forefront of his mind, its pain magnified by the suffering he witnessed in his visions. The gift, once an object of curiosity, had transformed into something menacing. It seemed to pulse with a malevolent energy, its golden paper no longer shimmering, but glaring, as if accusing him of some unfathomable crime. The red ribbon appeared to tighten around it, like a noose, suffocating the secrets it held within. Jamie's apartment, once a haven, now felt like a prison. The shadows seemed to move with a purpose, whispering secrets of the past, their voices a constant murmur in his ears. The air was heavy with the scent of smoke and burnt wood, a sensory reminder of the horrors the orphans had endured. A sense of doom hung over Jamie, a feeling of inevitability that he couldn't escape. The lines between past and present were blurring, the horrors of the orphanage seeping into his reality, coloring it with their anguish. The gift seemed to be the anchor, holding him in this limbo between worlds, a conduit for the sorrow that had found a home within its folds. Each day, the presence of the gift became more unbearable. Its weight seemed to grow, pressing down on the atmosphere of the room, making it difficult to breathe. Jamie felt trapped, ensnared by the sorrow that the gift exuded, a sorrow that was now his to bear. The whispers grew louder, the shadows darker, as the spirits of the past clung to him, their touch cold and desperate. They spoke of their unfulfilled lives, their dreams turned to ashes in the fire. And in their voices, Jamie heard echoes of his own grief, a symphony of loss that played endlessly in the recesses of his mind. The unopened gift sat on his table, a testament to a tragedy that refused to be forgotten. Its secrets locked away under the golden paper, waiting, watching, a silent guardian of the sorrow that had consumed Jamie's world. The boundaries of Jamie's reality had begun to crumble, the walls between the seen and the unseen thinning with each passing day. He found himself speaking aloud to the empty air, responding to voices only he could hear. These conversations with unseen entities, whispers from the shadows, were becoming his new norm. Time slipped through his fingers, hours passing like minutes, the days blending into a continuous loop of haunting experiences. The hauntings escalated beyond mere whispers and flickering shadows. Objects in Jamie's apartment moved with violent intent, books hurling themselves off shelves, dishes shattering against walls. The air grew colder, a chill that seeped into his bones, a constant reminder of the presence that now dominated his existence. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, casting a gloomy twilight over the city, Cameron knocked on Jamie's door, her face etched with deep concern. She had heard the crashes, the sounds of turmoil from his apartment, and could no longer stay away. "Jamie, you need help," she implored, stepping into the chaos of his living room. "This isn't normal. You're not yourself." But Jamie was barely listening. His eyes were fixed on the gift, its presence more oppressive than ever. "It's them," he murmured. "They're angry, lost. They want to be heard." As Cameron moved closer, trying to reach out to him, the room suddenly erupted into chaos. Books flew off the shelves as if hurled by invisible hands. A vase exploded into a thousand pieces, the air filled with the sound of anguished screams. Cameron stumbled back, terror written across her face. "Jamie, what's happening?" she cried out, her voice barely audible over the din. "It's the gift," Jamie shouted back, his eyes wild with a mix of fear and understanding. "It's their pain, their anger. They're trapped, and they don't know how to let go." In that moment, the gift seemed to pulse with a dark energy, the red ribbon quivering as if alive. The room grew darker, the shadows coalescing into forms that were almost human, their cries a cacophony of despair. Tamarin, caught in the maelstrom, felt a surge of empathy for Jamie. She could see the torment in his eyes, the struggle of a man caught between reality and a nightmare. But her concern was tinged with a growing realization that the situation was beyond her understanding, beyond her ability to help. The entities swirled around them, a whirlwind of spectral sorrow, their voices merging into a single, plaintive cry. Jamie, at the center of it all, seemed to shrink under the weight of their pain, his sanity fraying at the edges as he tried to comprehend the incomprehensible. As the chaos reached its peak, the room suddenly fell silent, the shadows dissipating as quickly as they had appeared. Cameron and Jamie stood amidst the wreckage of the room, their breaths coming in short, ragged gasps. Cameron reached out tentatively, placing a hand on Jamie's shoulder. "We need to get rid of the gift," she said, her voice firm despite the tremor of fear that lingered. Jamie looked at her, his eyes hollow, a man teetering on the brink of an abyss. The gift lay between them, silent and inscrutable, a Pandora's box that had been opened, unleashing horrors they could scarcely comprehend. Christmas Eve descended upon the city with a hushed, uneasy quiet. The streets, usually alive with festive cheer, now seemed subdued, as if sensing the turmoil brewing within Jamie's apartment. The night air was crisp, the stars obscured by a veil of clouds, casting the world below in a somber hue. Inside his apartment, Jamie paced restlessly, his mind a vortex of fear and determination. The events of the past few weeks had led to this night, a crescendo of haunting and horror that now seemed inevitable. The gift lay on the table, its golden wrapping no longer beautiful, but ominous, a harbinger of the nightmare that had taken over Jamie's life. Driven by a desperate resolve, Jamie reached for the gift, his hands trembling. "This ends tonight," he whispered to himself, a mantra to steel his fraying nerves. With a surge of adrenaline, he attempted to tear the wrapping, to shatter the link between the physical world and the tormented spirits. But the moment his hands touched the gift, the apartment erupted into chaos. The air crackled with energy, a tangible force that seemed to radiate from the gift. Shadows danced along the walls, forming shapes that twisted and writhed in the dim light. The whispers crescendoed into a chorus of wails, a symphony of anguish that filled every corner of the room. Jamie staggered back, his heart pounding in his chest. The poltergeist, the tortured souls of the orphanage, had awakened in full force, their presence a storm of supernatural power. They swirled around him, a whirlwind of despair and rage, their voices piercing his soul. He could feel their pain, their longing for release, their anger at being trapped in a world they no longer belonged to. The gift, their anchor to the living realm, pulsed with their energy, its surface shimmering with an otherworldly light. Jamie's resolve hardened. He knew he had to break the connection to free both himself and the spirits from this endless cycle of suffering. With a cry of determination, he lunged for the gift, his hands grasping the shimmering paper. But the poltergeist fought back, their power a physical force that pushed against him. The room spun, the air thick with the energy of the unseen battle. Objects levitated, hurling themselves towards Jamie, as if to stop him from his task. The struggle was immense, a battle of wills between a man driven to the edge and a force beyond comprehension. Jamie's mind strained under the pressure, his sanity teetering on the brink as he fought to maintain his grip on the gift. The confrontation reached its zenith, the tension in the room almost unbearable. The air itself seemed to vibrate with the intensity of their battle, a clash of the living and the dead, of reality and the ethereal. And then, in a moment that seemed to stretch for an eternity, there was a blinding flash of light, a surge of energy that filled the room, engulfing everything in its path. The gift, the epicenter of the chaos, shone with a brilliance that was almost blinding, a beacon in the darkness of the night. The burst of light that filled Jamie's apartment receded as quickly as it had appeared, leaving behind a chaos that was both physical and ethereal. The walls seemed to pulse with a life of their own, the shadows writhing in agony. The air was filled with a cacophony of sounds, the cries of children, the crackling of flames, the desperate pleas of souls long trapped in limbo. Jamie staggered through the disarray, his mind a whirlpool of confusion and terror. The visions assaulted him from all sides, flashes of the orphanage engulfed in flames, the helpless faces of the children as they sought escape, their lives cut tragically short. The sounds were deafening, a symphony of despair that echoed the depths of the poltergeist's suffering. Amidst the turmoil, Jamie felt his psyche fracturing, the boundaries of his reality dissolving. He was no longer just a witness to the haunting. He was a part of it, submerged in the raw, unfiltered emotions of the spirits that surrounded him. In a fleeting moment of clarity amidst the chaos, a realization dawned on Jamie. He understood the poltergeist's pain, the unfulfilled lives, the longing for what could have been, the eternal wait for a release that never came. The tragedy of the orphanage was not just a story from the past. It was a living, breathing entity, its pain as real and potent as it had been decades ago. The gift, the nexus of this supernatural storm, lay at his feet, its golden wrapping tarnished, the ribbon undone. As Jamie looked at it, he saw not just an object, but a symbol of the unspoken wishes and dreams of those who had perished, a vessel for their unending sorrow. But the moment of understanding was fleeting, swept away in the relentless tide of the haunting. The apartment became a battleground, the air thick with the energy of the poltergeist. Objects flew with violent intent, the walls seemed to close in, and the floor beneath him undulated as if alive. Jamie's cries were lost in the cacophony, his pleas for mercy drowned out by the relentless roar of the past. He was a lone figure, struggling against an invisible force that was as inexorable as time itself. The night wore on, the haunting reaching a fever pitch. The air was charged with a sense of impending finality, a crescendo of anguish that was building towards an unknown end. Jamie, caught in the eye of the storm, could only wait, his heart pounding, as the final hour of the night approached. As dawn broke, casting a pale light through the windows of Jamie's apartment, the chaos of the night gave way to a profound stillness. The room lay in ruin, furniture overturned, ornaments shattered, the remnants of the night's terror strewn about like the aftermath of a storm. In the midst of this devastation, the gift lay motionless, its once bright wrapping now dulled and lifeless, the ribbon limp upon the floor. Jamie sat in a corner, his eyes wide and unseeing, his body rocking gently back and forth. His mind, once a bastion of logic and reason, had been swept away in the deluge of the haunting. He murmured to himself a litany of disjointed words and phrases, his voice a haunting echo in the silent room. Tamarin, accompanied by the authorities, entered the apartment, her heart sinking at the sight that greeted her. The vibrant, thoughtful man she knew was gone, replaced by this shell of a person, lost in the depths of his own fractured reality. "Jamie," she whispered, her voice breaking with emotion. But Jamie was beyond reach, his gaze fixed on a point somewhere beyond the walls of the apartment, somewhere in the shadowy realm where he had spent the night. The authorities moved carefully through the room, their expressions a mix of concern and disbelief. They had seen the aftermath of tragedies, but nothing quite like this, a scene that spoke of horrors beyond the understanding of the living. As Jamie was gently led away, his murmurs continuing unabated, Cameron couldn't help but feel a sense of unresolved tragedy. The spirit's revenge, born from years of anguish and longing, had found its target, but their pain, it seemed, remained. The gift, once an object of mystery and allure, had unleashed a story of loss and despair that had now claimed another victim. The apartment, once a home filled with warmth and life, now stood silent, a testament to the unseen worlds that exist alongside our own. The echoes of the haunting lingered in the air, a whisper of the pain that had been both revealed and relived within these walls. As the door closed behind Jamie, the room was left in silence, a silence that was heavy with the echoes of the past, a reminder of the fragile veil that separates joy from despair, reality from madness. The story of the unopened gift was over, but the memories it evoked, the emotions it stirred, would remain, a haunting melody in the symphony of the unseen. A melody that would resonate long after the last note had faded into silence. The echoes of our tale have faded, but the chill lingers in the air. Thank you for joining us on our scary stories. Remember, when the night grows dark and the shadows stretch long, our stories will be waiting for you. Until next time, keep an eye on the shadows. You never know what secrets they may be hiding. Sleep well, if you can. Good night, dear listeners.